You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. As always, I'll be joined by Tom Singer, Pittsburgh Pirates beat writer and native of the city of Pittsburgh. And we're talking about a Pirates team that is going back to the playoffs, back-to-back trips to the playoffs. And Tom, just wondering, what's the feeling like with the Pirates this year as compared to last year? Is there any kind of a different mindset as they look forward to the postseason run than there was last year, when it seemed like there was a little more drama getting there, and certainly ending that long postseason streak was a big deal?
Yeah, that was such a huge overriding part of this thing last season. You know, they kind of got it together. They didn't stop immediately. They went into the NLDS. But this season, October, there's a definite sense that, they want to finish what they started last year. I was amazed how subdued the celebration was on the field after the game. Now, they kind of let it rip in the clubhouse afterwards, but the post-game reaction was, your basic handshake victory line and nothing else. And in the clubhouse, some of the team veterans did note that this feels like business as usual. Last year was such a emotional breakthrough, but this year it's business as usual, and they don't intend to close down the business until deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, and when I look at what the Pirates have done this year to get back to the playoffs, the thing that strikes me is just kind of how long they treaded water. I mean, they were in fifth place in the wild card race at the All-Star break, but only three games back. And that deficit never got bigger than that. But they, just seemed like forever, they were right there on the verge of being in position for one of those two wild card spots. But it kind of took that run of 15 of 18, winning 15 of 18 in September to get over the top. Was there ever a sense around the Pirates that it was a big crisis? Or, was it kind of some quiet confidence coming from Clint Hurdle that it was going to click at some point?
Definitely quiet confidence. The interesting dynamic of that time when they were treading water, as you put it, the perception was that they were fortunate to even be in that position. They did not look like a postseason threat. Too many, the offense was too erratic. The back of the bullpen was way too, porous. I don't know if you remember, they came to Chicago after being swept in St. Louis. And Hurdle was asked, what the chances are for this team to turn around and make a run. And I remember exactly what he said. If we play our kind of ball, we'll get in. They've kind of played a little bit above even their, anybody's kind of ball, 15 out of 18. But they've certainly made it in. They bolstered the bullpen. I think they were helped by the fact, when the rosters expanded, they didn't overload, but whatever they added was in the bullpen, and even the relievers that do not figure to be postseason pieces kind of gave the other guys a blow. So when you needed to shut down games, they were rested. I think that made the biggest difference of all.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that series at Wrigley Field early September, going back to that, which really started the run of winning 15 out of 18 to wrap up the playoff spot. The first of those games, as I know you remember, was that crazy suspended game, tied 3-3 in the seventh inning, had to come back and play the next day, and the Pirates would win it in 11 innings. Josh Harrison drove in a run and then made a really good catch over his shoulder, falling down in the bottom of the inning, and John Holmstrom making only his second career big league appearance, came in and nailed down that save. And then Liriano pitched well in the regularly scheduled game, and they essentially wound up winning a doubleheader that day, 5-3 in the first game and 5-0 in the second game. Is it fair to point to that series and say, you know, maybe it was the rosters expanding and maybe it was the backlash of having lost that, been swept in St. Louis? You look at the series in St. Louis, those were all games that could have gone either way, and they just went the Cardinals' way, not the Pirates. But was there anything in that run that really kind of ignited the Pirates?
Well, in retrospect, absolutely. And also, you know, past experience had a lot to do with it. Last season, they had the identical experience. They got swept badly in St. Louis, and they looked kind of dead. They went to Texas. Last season's Rangers, obviously, a lot more formidable team than, you know, this season's version. But anyway, they went to Texas, and they swept the Rangers. So I think having gone through a similar experience last season kind of gave him that kind of relaxed them coming out of St. Louis this time. And in a sense, you know, that history has repeated because they picked it right back up again.
Yeah, and one thing, the win in Atlanta that clinched the playoff, Gerrit Cole, who, like Francisco Liriano, I think has been a real key to this September, gave up a run in the first inning, a run in the second inning, and watching the game, he just looked angry. And then there was nothing he gave up the rest of the game. Would you agree that like when things go bad or he gets his back up, he just seems angry. And it's like, get out of my way. I'm taking it from here.
That's totally correct. You don't want to get in his way when he's in that mood. And as long as you brought up Cole, obviously he was dominant after that second inning last night. He was also responsible for that turnaround last season that I alluded to. You know, when they went into Texas, he beat Yu Darvish 1-0. So that was their turnaround game last season. Last night obviously wasn't a turnaround game, but it was definitely a iconic clinching game. You know, oddly enough, Cole dealt with some, I don't think it was a blister. I think it was just a routine cut on his finger. I'm not sure where he got it from, but he had a bloody uniform by the time the game ended. But obviously it didn't affect his pitching. But I think, you know, that's part of it. You know, he just gets focused on what he has to do on the mound and doesn't let anything, even a little blood, get in the way. At the very least, when you see a pitcher dealing with some kind of bloody issue, at least you'll see the trainer go out and, you know, treat it, whatever. And we never saw anybody even visit Cole on the mound. It's a little bit like Bob Gibson. You know, they used to say, you know, even if you're catching him, you don't want to go to the mound because Gibson will, you know, glare you back to behind the plate. And Cole has that kind of mentality as a Bob Gibson.
Yeah, I think you're totally right about that. You know, I was watching him. He was, like, shaking his hand between pitches. And, you know, I thought about a blister or maybe a finger that was numb. But he definitely had that, I don't need anybody else's help with this. And this is like just a paper cut, you know. Please stay away. No problems here. And you look at last year's NLDS. You know, I think maybe nationally when people thought the story of the Pirates was that they made the playoffs and won that wild card game. But to me, they were so close to beating the Cardinals in that division series, the Cardinals team that went to the World Series. They just ran into Adam Wainwright's curveball, and you saw Gerrit Cole get pushed to be given that Game 5 start. Do you think that is a motivator, too, for Cole, that he wants to be in that situation again, kind of a Game 5 big moment mulligan?
Oh, absolutely. And although the final in the Game 5 was 6-1, don't forget Cole only gave up two runs. He made one bad pitch. David Freese had a two-run homer against him. But, I mean, definitely he wants to be back in that situation. And the Pirates kind of have learned a little bit from that, too. The big game of that series was the 2-1 loss in Pittsburgh to Walker. If they win that game, obviously they avoid having to see, you know, Wainwright. So I think that's another thing going into this postseason. They'll face each game with a little bit more urgency. You know, you don't concede that there's always a tomorrow, because tomorrow may bring somebody like Adam Wainwright and you want to avoid him. And I think that actually might influence how Clint Hurdle manages this time around.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun for all of us to see. I know that the Pirates were great to cover in the playoffs last year, and know they're going to be that way again. And a great baseball city. I think everybody likes to see postseason games at PNC. And I'm just really looking forward to the Pirates in the postseason now that it's official. So for Tom Singer, this is Phil Rogers, Pittsburgh Pirates edition of MLB.com Extras. Thanks for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.